Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. Or the schus Moshe Rabbein Peshadina, Raisa of Moshe Mordechai, Daniel Kratka Shalitahem, V'chol HaNilvim Eilehem. We'll be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, Sugi of Kitcha B'Tamara, Mekudesh HaShem HaShem HaPrata B'Modai, V'Hamistayif Mizeh. As a sefer, this is just one of the greatest svarim around, named Avnei Tzion. This is written by a tremendous goyim, Talmud Chacham, Shaloi Min Olam Hazeh. His name was Rav Ben Tzion HaKohen Kan. We've had numerous shiurim from this sefer. He was a Garish Rav. He was a Holocaust survivor. He lived in Williamsburg later on, and was nifter approximately 30 plus years ago. And this is from his sefer, based on his sefer. And he's answering a letter from his grandson. He's a grandson, Yisrael Yankov, a Kohen Kan. About the sugi of Kitcha B'Tamara, and his grandson wrote his chiddush, and now we get to see the arsenal of the great Gaon Rav Ben Tzion HaKohen. So let's see. It says in the Mishnah Kiddushin 56b that if a person is Mekadesh Be'orla, Asur Bahana, Bekilei Akerem, which is Asur Bahana, Eina Mekudeshes. The woman is not Mekudeshes. But if he sold it and he's Mekadesh B'Tameim, then she's Mekudeshes. And he's Mekadesh with the money, she is Mekudeshes. She's already allowed to be Nana from that. So Tosis writes, if you're Makadish Borla Bakila Akar Mina Makudeshes, the Fisha Asir Bahana, Big Zasir Bahana. Hi, Frek Tosvis. Why is she not Makudeshes? You're allowed to be Nana Shaloka Derechana Asai. Like we see in Psach and Parakol Shah, 24b. So she could be Nana Shaloka Derechana in a not normative way. Of being Nana. She can enjoy it. As we see in the Gemara in Pesachim 24b. So you're allowed to be Nana from Sira Shalok Derech HaNasa, let her be Nana that way. So the answer is, says Tosfos. So here we're talking about a case that there's no Shava Pruta. Unless it's Kederech HaNasa. If she's Nana, it's Shalok Kederech HaNasa, then it's not going to be worth a Shava Pruta anymore. The only way it's going to be worth a Shava Pruta if she's Nana Kederech Hana. Shelo Kederech Hana is not worth a Pruta. That type of Hana is not worth a Pruta. This is discussed also by Tosis and Psachim 29, Dibur Maschel Ein Poidim, Tosis and Avodah Zarah 62, Dibur Maschel B'Dameim. Frek Dior Chadash in Kedushin 12a, from the Gemara there that says, Amr Shmuel Kitcha B'Tamara, Afilu Amed Kor Tamar B'Din or Mekudeshes, Chayshin and Sheva Pratu B'Am Purda B'Madai. That if a person is Mekadish and Isha, with a date, not on a date, with a date, it could be on a date, but with a date, even if dates are worth very, very little, a whole Kor of Tamar, a lot of dates, are just a dinner, she's nevertheless, she's Mekudeshes, Chayshinan. Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai, because maybe in Madai, in a different place, it is worth a Pruta. So you see that it's Kedushay Safek, because in Pruta, Madai, it might be worth a Pruta. Aibazai, here we have Akasha. And the mission says, Eina Mekudeshes, why not? Tako Panim Safek Kedush, and Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai, Shelo Kederech HaNasa B'Madai. So maybe in Madai, if your Nene Shelo Kederech HaNasa, it would be worth a Pruta. Here it's not worth a pruta, shaloka derech hana, but maybe there would be. There they have as much, you can get a lot more for your money. There things are very, very, very inexpensive. So maybe there it is worth a pruta. Here it's not worth a pruta. But there it's worth more. There in Madai it is worth a pruta. This kash is discussed by the Maharsham in Chelek Beis, Reish Chavav Osvav, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun. Tshuvas Harei V'samin the Madura Kamen Siman Pei. Dibra Maskel V'hinei. In the Shara Melech. In the Tshuvas Yad Rama Siman Memches. V'zo Kushya Tzuma. So we have this Shtar Kasha. You're right here. Here it's not worth a Shavar Puta Shelo G'derech Hana. But maybe in Madai, it's worth more. In Madai, it's worth it. It's worth a pruta. Even getting hana shelo kederech hana, it's worth a pruta. So why isn't she at least mekudeshes misafek? So it would appear as follows. It says in the Makna in Kedushin 56, and the Kash of Tosfos, to be Matarit to the Kash of Tosfos, who asks why she's not Mekudeshes, how you can be Nene Shaloka Derech Hanoah, that even though the woman can be Nene Shaloka Derech Hanoah Asai, Mikom Mokoim, Hohu Nene Me Yisr Hanoah Zu Kederech Hanoah Asai, but he is Nene Kederech Hanoah, because you're not allowed to be Moicher with Surei Hanoah. He's also not allowed to be Mekadesh with Yisr Hanoah. So he's Mekadesh with an Yisr Hanoah, and therefore he's being nana, a shavaputa from this Isser Hana. See the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer and Simon Chavches, Sivkat Nun Zayin. So by being Mekadish the Isha be Isser Hana, he's nana, a shavaputa, me Isser Hana. And he's doing an Isser with this Kedushin. And we say that E Avid, Sigyan Tumura, Loi Mahani. That if he does it, if you do an Isser, it's not halachically effective. So here he's doing an Isser Loi Mahani. Shouldn't be effective because he's being Nene Shavapruta from an Isser Hana, Yabed Loi Mahani. That's the teretz of the Makne. And Tosis and Psachim 62a in Dibra Mas with the Ma'am writes, V'yesh Loi Mar, Kevin the calls man shu bein asel la mocher men atara kamay ken asel la kadish bo isha tavi chashuva kamay mechira deish bo anaka shem kadish is a isha. In other words, the chayre that's pshat in this line of Tosfos. The Tosfos saying is since he's doing an iser in the kedushin, it's like mechira v'surei hana, and we say abed loy mahani and the kedushin is bottle. That's how the achronim understand Tosfos. However, yesh lahayir shebi ishu is yankif in orechayim and simen tof tzadi ches. He writes, "The loy shayich mitzvah haba ba'avera, rakecha da'avera mitzad atzma have avera b'loy mitzvah." Listen to this chiddush. The only time you can have a mitzvah haba ba'avera is where the avera is independently an avera, even without the mitzvah. But where there's no avera without a mitzvah, the avera is only because of the mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah haba ba'avera. Because how can you, how do you hold the rope at both ends? To say that it's a mitzvah b'aver and you're not yotze. Because if you say that you're not yotze, then mele there's no avera. Because the avera is b'kiyum ha-mitzvah talia. So the only way you can possibly call it a mitzvah b'aver is if you say that you're yotze. So it has to be, the only way it could be an avera is to do the mitzvah, then you can be yotze. And it's considered, then you're yotze with this mitzvah above avera. Because in the case where it's only going to be a mitzvah, in a case where it's only going to be an avera, if you do a mitzvah, then by saying that by a mitzvah above avera, and such a mitzvah that the only way you're going to be yotze the mitzvah is an avera, saying you're not yotze means it's not an avera. So how can you say that you're not yotze? You're not doing an avera. Because the avera is talui in the kiyum mitzvah. So normally we say that you're not yotze a mitzvah baba avera Because how do you do a mitzvah with an aveira? We don't want you to be doing a mitzvah by doing an aveira. But that's only what's an aveira even without the mitzvah. But here, where the only way it's going to be a mitzvah is with the aveira, but if without the mitzvah there's no aveira, then that's not the classical case of mitzvah above aveira. Mitzvah aveira is he did a mitzvah and it came about because of an aveira. And the aveira is there no matter what. So if we say that you're not yotzei the mitzvah, but when the aveira is only there because of the mitzvah, then by saying that you're not yotzei, so there's no aveira. So it's not called a mitzvah above aveira. How can you say, oh, you're not yotzei because it's a mitzvah above aveira? It's not a mitzvah above aveira. Because once you say you're not yotzei, it's no aveira anymore. Because the aveira is only because there's a mitzvah. But if you say you're not yotzei because it's a mitzvah above aveira, and that means that the mitzvah is off, so the aveira is off, so then it's not a mitzvah above aveira anymore. Because there's no aveira. So the only way you can work this out logically is by saying that you are yotzei. And therefore, mitzvah above aveira, that it's only going to be an aveira. If it's a mitzvah, you would be yotzei. And the mitzvah aveira, we said, where you're not yotzei, is because the mitzvah came about, there was an aveira, an independent aveira that stood independently, even without the mitzvah. So there's an aveira, and then you did this mitzvah, and you say, hey, that's a mitzvah above aveira. So you're not yotzei, because we don't want this mitzvah to come about because of the aveira. And you did an aveira. But if again, if we say that without the mitzvah, there's no aveira, how can we say you're not yotzei because of the mitzvah above aveira? If we say that, then it's not a mitzvah above aveira anymore. So if you consider it a mitzvah above aveira, the only way it could be classified as a mitzvah above aveira is to say that you are yotzei. If the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah is if you do the aveira. And he proves this yisod from Yerushalmi and Shabbos and Perikut Kim Halacha Peis. And it's the opposite of what the Rashi writes in Yevamos 103 cited by the Turei Aven Rosh Hashanah 28. However, like we said, the Yeshua Siankiv proves this from a Yerushalmi. I would also think Alpisvar the opposite, but he proves it from a Yerushalmi. Ukidivriya Yeshua Siankiv Kosav B'shut Kol Arikol. I was a great Garish Poisek. When I went to visit the son of the Avnei Tzion, I asked him what sefer his father especially loved, and he said the Kol Ariyeh. So my daughter went one day to Geula, and my daughter Gila, this is many years ago, and she picked up, they have a new edition of the Kol Ariyeh. She bought the new edition of the Kol Ariyeh for me, and the man in the store asked her, she's like a teenage girl, said, oh, in Beis Yaakov, they're learning Tshuva's Kol Ariyeh. In any event, in the Tshuva's Kol Ariyeh, in Aruch Chaim and Simdalit, he says this, and he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. See also in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yehuda Asad in Chelek Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin Vani. He also writes this Tshuvas to Rabbi Moshe in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf. Hevi b'shem Mar Ochiv shekasev gamkin b'chai gavna lo amrin an mitzvah ba b'chai gavin lo mitzvah ba aveira de lo yotza. The b'chai gavna lo amrin an mitzvah ba aveira de lo yotza. B'chai gavna in such an instance where it's only going to be an aveira. If it's only going to be a mitzvah, if it's an aveira, then we don't say that you're not yotzei. In other words, you are yotzei. If the only way it's going to be an aveira is if it's a mitzvah, then you are yotzei. Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim. Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin, Divor Masul Masha Misoirer. Misoirer writes also, Le'inyan HaKlal Di'avad Lo'i Mahani, that we have a rule that if you do something, it's not effective against the halacha, so there's no chalos, but if the whole Isser is only if we say that it's Mahani, B'chai Gavna, we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani. We don't say if you do it, it's not effective. We normally say if you do something, according to one opinion, if you do something against halacha, it's not effective. It doesn't take effect. But that's only if it's going to be asur no matter what. But if we say that if the whole isur is only if we say mahani, b'chai gavna, we don't say avodloi mahani. If the whole isur, it's only going to be asur if we say that what you did is effective, then we don't say that it's not effective. Why? Because if we say it's not effective, there's no isur at all. So how do you say yavid loy mahani because of the isur that you did? Because if we say loy mahani, there's no isur. So it's the same svara. Brings a raya from the Ran. Same idea, that just like by mitzvah baba avera, if it's only going to be a mitzvah baba avera, where there's going to be an avera even without the mitzvah. But if we say that the avera only comes about because of the mitzvah, then how can you say that you're not yotze because the mitzvah baba avera? If you're not yotze, it's not a mitzvah baba avera. And so to Yavid Lo Mahani. We only say Yavid Lo Mahani if you're going to be doing an Isser no matter what. But if the only way you're going to be doing an Isser is, but if, the whole Isser is only if we say Mahani, then we don't say Yavid Lo Mahani. Because if we say Lo Mahani, there's going to be no Isser. So how can we say Abed Lo Mahani because of the Isser that he did? He didn't do any Isser. Because if we say Abed Lo Mahani, he didn't do any Isser. What is the Abed Lo Mahani? If he did it, it's not effective because he did an Isser. But if we say it's not effective, he didn't do an Isser. So let's get back to our case. B'makadish b'yisurei hana, how can we say Abed Lo Mahani? Mishum di yesh lo hana meyisur hana al yidei kedushin. How do we say that if somebody's mekadesh a woman with yisur hana, that he yavid lo mahani, that it's not going to be effective because he's doing an isur, because he's being nana from yisur hana al yidei kedushin? Adarabba, if we say avid lo mahani, the kedushin is batal. There's no hana's kedushin at all. There's no avera, and in such a case, it's not shaykh to say avid lo mahani. So Tos asked a good gefrek. Tos asked a good kasha. Let the woman say, the woman can be nana meyisur hana shelo kederach hana. And you can't say that he's nana kederach hana asam, because he's a mekadesh and it's like mechira, and therefore he's being nana hana shavapruta. And therefore he avid loy mahani. No. Because here the whole avera is only going to if we say mahani. It's only if we say that the kedushin is valid that he's doing an avera. But if kedushin isn't valid, he's not doing an avera. And in such an instance, as we saw from the Achronim, we don't say Avid Loi Mahani, here we say Avid Mahani. Because the whole way, the only way he could be doing an avera here is if the kedushin is chal. If we say Mahani. Second, we say Avid Loi Mahani because he's doing an avera. But if we say Avid Loi Mahani, he's not doing an avera. Therefore, in such a case, in this case, we would say Yavid Mahani. That what he did is effective. And the Kedushin should be valid. Because he was Makadisha with an Isser Hana, and she could be Nana Shaloka Derech Hana. And it's worth the Shavaputa. However, we can say, based on the Tosis and Psachim, Chavavam Abeis Divor Maskel Allah, Bav Metzia, Lamed Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Af Oive. Linyan Olea Zachar, Psula. Aflo Nichle Lahapsit Para Aduma, the Damea Yikarim. Thaisus answers, Dim Neymar, Dikshera, Shuv Nichle, Lekach Psula. Very, very famous Thaisus. Gemara says, from the Mishnah on Para, that if a male animal mounts the Para Aduma for mating, it is unfit for use in the purification ritual. So says Tosis, I don't understand. Why is it unfit for use? He doesn't want to lose his Para Aduma, so it's lo nichale. It has to be nichale. So he doesn't want it. We see in the Gemara. It has to be Nichalei here. It's not Nichalei. He doesn't want to lose his Parah Adumah. So answers Tosfos that if we say it's kosher, if we say that the Parah Adumah is kosher after the male animal mounted it, meaning that let's say the male animal mounted, we say it's not Nichalei. So it's not Nichalei. So Memela, the Parah Adumah is kosher. But now that we say it's Kshera, it's going to be Nichalei. Now he wants it, because now he gets to keep his Parah Adumah. And the Parah Adumah is going to also have his a baby. So Memela, it's Nichalei. So that's why it's Pasol. It's Pasol because ultimately, if it were Kshera, it would be Nichalei. Now, as we say, that it's Lo Nichalei, and therefore it's Kshera. Ah, but now it's Nichalei. Even though that's a famous circular reasoning, because now what's going to happen? So now it's psula. So now that it's psula, once again lo nichale, and then if it's lo nichale, then it's kshera, and if it's kshera, then le nichale. But I'll call upon him, that's the Hesber of Tosis in the Gemara. That the reason that it's Pasul is because even though he doesn't want it's Lo Nichalei, but the second we say that it's Kosher, so Memela Nichalei. And so it's the Rash and Parah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. So from this learns the Baruch Tam, and Din Tumah, the Din of Tumah Ani Lecha, that was Gimel, and the Ateres Chachamim, and Chulin, and Daftes, that whenever the Heter, Karach Bekava Iser, Iser karach b'kava heter. In other words, if you say it's aser, it's mutter, and if you say it's mutter, it's aser. V'shnei afachim b'noisei echad mishapchim b'li tachlis, and then it just keeps going circular in a circular way like that. Just keeps going back and forth. So then we go l'chumra. This is mamish. There's a whole book written about this by Rav Fish at Tam Rav Genochovsky. What to do in these matzavim? If you say it's mutter, it's aser. If you say it's aser, it's mutter. So here also, if you say that the Parah Adumah is kshera because lo nichalei, so male it's going to be nichalei because now it's kshera. So he wants the male to mount on his female parah. But now if it's kshera, then the Parah Adumah is asura, and if it's asura, right? If it's kshera, the Parah Adumah, then it's nichalei. Then he wants it. But if he wants it, then it's psula. But it's psula, then he doesn't want it, and it's ksera. So what do you do in such a matzif? Again, you have many, many, many cases like this. And let me just give you a few Meir Makomos. Chuvas Avnei Nezer. This is all from Rabbeinu Rabbeinu, even though there's a lot more. But Rabbeinu Imamish, without a computer. I can only tell you with a computer. So he has Avnei Nezer, Yerodeh, Simichin, Samach, Zayin, Oiz, Gimel. He's a Mitzayin Mamish to the Ois. He used to say, why aren't Mechabrim just saying general Basvarim Katuf? He said you have to give an exact makra. That's what his son told me. She was Mar Hashem Chelak Aleph Kuf Chav Beis. She was Siank of Kuf Chav Vavos Beis from Tzitzis and Chulin. The Ramasel Shani's Vachim. We have the Orientally Sun. Sofsim and Ayin. The Gvur Shemoyin Amos Samch Tes. The Minchas Aluzer. Chelak Aleph in the first and 60th Simana. Mishnas Aluzer Madura Kama Beis Beis. And there the Madura Tanyana Beis Dalet, Zichron Shmuel, and Mesechas Gittin Daf Nalat Nadalet on the Beis. Kasav Shuhu Kmo Safek, Yigol Chumra, Tshuvas Lechem Shlema, Salma, Yaredeya, Kmo Safek Durabana Zlin Lakula. But Akoponim, the Baruch Tam writes in the Ateres Chomim, that when the Heter is going to bring Tirus, he's going to bring the Heter, what are you going to do? And it just keeps going in a circular way like that. So what do you do? What you do is you go l'chumra. So this is called a galgal hachoizer. There's a rav mentioned before of Shmuel Aaron Fish. So he has three volumes on galgal hachoizer. So as we mentioned before, the Baruch Tam Tzitzis Chaim say that you go l'chumra. Misafik you go l'chumra. Mimkein, Rav Amiel also talks about Midas Lecheker Halacha. And Page Tsadi. Page Tsadi. So he says it's Tarti the Sasri. So the way to cut around this, to solve the problem, is by saying Siba veheya der Siba. Kigam kain yishlanu davar vipucho, psula para de avoda bachshara. The psul comes from Nichale. And the Hechsher comes from no Nichale. So you have to see what's the reason and what's the lack of reason. As when you work with the para, what gives it its what passels it? Is pshat that the loni is pshat that the nichale passels? And memela, if there's no nichale, then memela it's kosher. Or it's pshat that the lo nichale is machshir. And Memela the Nichale passels. So what did Tosfos say in the Kasha? In the Kasha, Tosfos says that he doesn't want it. Lo Nichale lahafsid para dumida deme yukara. So Mela it's kosher. Because the loy nichale is machshir. And as Teretz says, now ultimately it's nichale. Because once we say not kosher, then memela nichale. Yeah, but then again, if we say nichale, then it's pasul and then no nichale. So the question is, what's the reason? What's the lack of reason? What's the positive reason? What's the lack thereof? So the kashi was holding that it's because it's lo nichale. That's the siba. The siba for the kashrus is lo nichale. And then in the Teretz Tosfos is learning lo. The siba is the lo nichale. The siba, excuse me, is the nichale. The siba for paslus is the nichale. As long as there's no nichale, then it's kasher. But the siba is the nichale. And Umela, since that's the Siba, and the Heyadir Siba, just a lack of reason, there's a lack of a reason, it's going to be Kasher. But the reason it's possible is because it's Nichale. So here, since you have a Nichale, you have a Siba. The Siba overrides the Heyadir Siba. The Heyadir Siba is just a little Nichale. But that doesn't carry as much weight as the Nichale. So that's how Tos is holding in the Teretz. Akopanim, that's a little bit of a taste from we've been learning in our Talmudic methodology, Shirim, Midas Lecheker Halacha. Akopanim, let's say you go l'chumra, back to our Baruch Tam, and at Teres Chum. You go l'chumra. V'im kein, hachanayim l'in yavid lo'y mahani bo'yfen anal. So also l'in yavid lo'y mahani. Because if we say lo'y mahani, and there's no aveira, so what's going to happen if we say lo'y mahani and there's no aveira? Then we have to say mahani. Ah, because now that there's no aveira, so now it's not a mitzvah. It's not an aveira anymore. So if it's not an aveira, then mahani. And if we say mahani, then there's an aveira, then lo mahani. So then it's heter karach be'isir, and isir karach be'heter. Like we said before, it's a galgal achozer. It just keeps going round and round. And what do you do in a galgal achozer? In a galgal achozer, you go sofik das linen lechumra b'doyraisa. Right, we saw in the Lechem Shlema that he says that be sofik b'drabanan as linen lekum lekula. But here we're dealing with the doyraisa. So the doyraisa, you go lechumra. So Tosfos had a good kasha. Why, if one is mekadesh b'surei hana, she's not mekudeshes? Why, if somebody's mekadesh b'surei hana, she's not mekudeshes? Aye, she could be nene shelo k'derech hana. And if she's nene shelo k'derech hana, then what's going to happen? If she's nene shelo k'derech hana, then she's getting hana. So she should be mekudeshes. But you can't say like the Makne, that since he's nana idei kedushin, he's doing an avera. We say yavid loy mahani. Why can't you say that? Say yavid loy mahani because he's being nana hanas shavaputa idei kedushin. So yavid loy mahani, he's doing an avera, so it shouldn't be effective. But that's not true, because here it's heter karach b'tzade iser. Here's a gagal achoizer. Because the moment we say loy mahani, and the kedushin is batal, so he's not nana at all from Isuri Hana. And if he's not nana at all from Isuri Hana, then mahani. And it's effective. But now that it's effective, now he's being nana Isuri Hana, and he's doing an iser. And if he's doing an iser, then loy mahani. So it just keeps going around in a circle like that. So what do we do when something goes around in a circle? In the Daraisa we go to Chumrah. And what's going to be the Chumrah here? It's Kedushin Misafik. So if it's Kedushin Misafik, why does it say in the Mishnah that Einu Mekudesh is Klal? If he's Mekadesh B'Surei Hana. Should be Mekudesh is Misafik. Chumrah. And therefore Tosis gave a good teretz to the Kasha. What was Tosis's teretz? Tosis's teretz was that we're talking about there's no Shavaputa Shelo Kederach Hanaso. It's only Shavaputa Kederach Hanaso, and it's not Kedushin at all. Aye, what about the fact that it should be Safi Kedushin Shema Shavaputa B'Mada L'Shmo B'Kedushin Daf Yud Beis? It's also not true. Because B'Lav Hachi, it's only a Safi Kedushin. Mishimu Yavid Loi Mahani. We have the Yavid Loi Mahani issue over here. So what does the Yavid Loi Mahani issue tell us? That it's a suffix. So what do we want to say? We wanted to say that it's a suffix because of Yavid Loi Mahani said go to Chumra. But now we have a Sveik Sveika. Right? We have a suffix Shemeshavar Puta B'Madai, and we have a suffix because of Yavid Loi Mahani. Suffix, we're going to say Yavid Loi Mahani. Another suffix Shemesh. Maybe, so we have suffix Yavid Loi Mahani, because again, that's circular. And if it's circular reasoning, we have a suffix, and therefore. We go to Chumrah and say that maybe it's Kedushin. And then in addition to that, we have another suffix, Shema Shavar Pruta B'Madai. So while it's the Sveik Sveika, the whole thing is off. Because now we have two Sveikas. We have the Yavid Loi Mahani Sveik. Then we're there, we're going to go round and round. Because if we say that Mahani, so Mimele, there's going to be no Avera. And if there's going to be no Avera, if we say Loi Mahani, there's no Avera. And if there's no Avera, then it's Mahani. And then if it's Mahani, then there's an Avera. And Mamela Loi Mahani. But if it's Loi Mahani, there's no Avera, and then for Mahani. So there you're in the realm of Suffolk. And give the other Suffolk of maybe it's worth Shalosh Shavaprut is worth a Prut and Madai. So here you have a Sveik Sveik, or you have two Sveikas. And since you have two Sveikas, two Tzadim to say that there's no Kedushin. Samil is no Kedushin. The Kedushin is not valid. The Suffolk Al Tziyavid Lo Mahani, the Suffolk Al Shema Shavar Pruta B'Madai. Now, this Sugya of Shema Shavar Pruta B'Madai, what type of Kedushin is that? So the Ritva says that it's only a Kedushin de Rabbanan. Even if it's Shema Shavar Pruta B'Madai, it's Kedushin de Rabbanan. And here we have the additional Suffolk of Yavid Lo Mahani. So, Memela again. Now you're dealing with the Dirabbanan, and you have a Suffolk in Dirabbanan. You can go to Kul, and you can say Shinam Mekudeshes. So, either you could say it's Darais, and you have a Sveik Sveika. Memela, you can go to Kula. Or you could say that the whole thing is Dirabbanan, and therefore just one Suffolk alone is enough. The very fact that Shema Shavu Puta B'Madai is only Kedushin Dirabbanan. And we have a Suffolk, it's Lava Lo Mahani. Memela, we can go to Kula. So, that answers the Kasha of the Or Chadash. that we began with. That why am I kaddish bo'or la'ayin ha'mekudeshes? Maybe Tosfos writes that you're allowed to be nana shelo kederach hanasa. Tosfos answers somewhere there's no shava pruta shelo kederach hanasa. Shelo kederach hanasa, no shava pruta. So mikashai, maybe in Madai. Maybe in Madai. Shem shava pruta shelo kederach hanasa b'Madai. So the answer is b'tamsis ha'inyan. It's not a problem because here we're dealing with a sveik sveika. Because there's a suffix if it's shava pruta b'Madai. And there's another suffix here of Yavad Loi Mahani, which also might not be Kiddushin, because how are you Makadish here with an Isser Hanai, Yavad Loi Mahani? Then we said, but if you say Loi Mahani, then Mahani. And then if you say Mahani, then Loi Mahani, and you just keep going round and round like that. So what do you do in such a case? So it's a suffix. So Svek, you can go to Chumah, but now if you have a Svek, you can go to Kula. And here we have a Svek Sveka. Or the Kedushin in Madai, the Shem HaShav Pruta B'Madai is only the Rabbana. And Melech because the Safi Gavad Lo Mahani, we can go to Kula. Okay, Mariv Rabbeisai, this was just the first part. Now it begins to get even more exciting. Okay, so please stay tuned. And we're going to see the flows of Taurus Hashem. Rabbeisai, I have to tell you, Taurus is just gevaldik. It's just gevaldik. There's really no words for it, how exciting it is. I always like to quote the famous thinker and author, philosopher, theologian, they like to call him, C.S. Lewis. He says, you know, he gets Tanakh, he gets Dalim, he just doesn't get how it says in the Pasuk that Torah is Misuk Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim. David HaMelech says in Dalim, what's so sweet about Torah? It's holy, it's interesting, it's not sweet, what's sweet about it? It's a lot of stories and a lot of laws. Like, well, what's it? But when you learn Torah, you see that it's sweet. There's nothing you can do about it when you learn properly. But unfortunately for those who are in the Asani Goy category, they weren't zeche to that. So Baruch Eloheinu Shebaranu L'chvodo, V'dilo Amen HaToyim and Aslan HaToyra HaSemes, V'chai Olam Nata B'soicheinu. So as we learn this Torah HaSemes, we're learning this Chai Olam, tasting eternity, Rabbi Isai. Please stay tuned. Be'ezrat Hashem, Anachon HaMashiach, Shalom, Shalom. B'li Nedah.